Come in. Oh, why am I not surprised? This is the fifth time in as many weeks as you've been sent here. Well, buddy, you know the drill. Take a seat. What are we going to do with you? Maybe this time your offense will be serious enough that we'll have no choice but to expel you. So what was it? Deploying pornography to every school desktop on the system? Plastering the school website full of weed pictures? Or maybe something more juvenile, like spitballs or stink bombs? No, I'm not laughing. Wipe that smile off your face. What you said was rude, immature, and disrespectful. Mr. Lenzberg can't help his condition. It's something plenty of men have to deal with when they get older. And how did you know about that, anyway? He wears heavy sweaters. It's not like you can see his man t- I mean, his chest. I said chest. Young man, be quiet. I did not say man t- that word. Right. Anyway, we need to discuss your punishment. Goodness knows I'm out of ideas. It's almost like you want to be kicked out, so maybe that's what we have to do. Oh, you don't think I'll do it? You're standing on the thinnest ice, buddy. You're at the end of your rope. You're looking down at the barrel of a gun? Clever. You'd think having a name like Principal Gun would make kids a little scared of you, but here we are. See, this is what I don't understand about you. You're not an idiot. Far from it. I can't think of a single teacher who complains about your grade. They just can't stand your attitude. You have all the potential in the world, and you're pissing it away by being such a pain in the ass. Come on, you think principals don't say piss and ass? So, here's the rub. What is your punishment going to be? What are we going to do with you? I'll admit, this isn't a big offense, enough to warrant an expulsion. Much as I'd like it to be, and goodness knows, detention doesn't seem to faze you. You know what? I've just had an idea. Ruth, we're gonna need about half an hour in here. I don't want any interruptions while I force some sense into this kid. Can you make sure we're not disturbed? Thank you. Stand up. Okay. Since you think it's okay to make fun of a member of staff because of their unfortunate medical condition, I'm going to see just what kind of heat you're packing under that shirt. Take it off. You heard me. Take it off. No, I'm not joking, and I'm not going to tell you again. Take the fucking shirt off. No. Imagine if your teacher and classmates could see you now. What would they say? My, isn't he pale? Look at that thick, dark hair on his stomach and the way his chest muscles twitch when he's nervous. Oh, is the air conditioning too cold in here for you? Look at how it makes your. Never mind. And your shoulders. What? I'm fine. Let me just. Well, isn't this embarrassing for you? You having to stand there all exposed and vulnerable in front of your principal? Not very fun when you're put on the spot, is it? Oh, really? Well, if this isn't embarrassing you, maybe we need to take it further. Lose 'em. What do you think? I'm pointing at them now. Take your pants off this instant. Now, imagine the entire school looking at you, your shirt and jeans on the floor, and you standing there in nothing but your black boxers. Imagine all the names they would call you. Oh, I'm not going to say any of them. I'm not a juvenile like you. But they would make you feel just as insecure as you made poor Mr. Lenzberg feel today. Huh? What would I call you? Don't be silly. I would not call you eye candy. Oh, please. Not stud either. I mean, You're not a bad-looking kid, but I like men. Not teenagers who are still a whole year away from graduation. No, I haven't avoided expelling you because I like looking at you. What would be the point? Would it teach you anything? You just spend all day doing what you boys do. You know, playing video games, watching Netflix, spending all day. Ugh, don't be vulgar. You want to get in even more trouble? Learn to keep your mouth shut. Anyway, I can see that you still have a smarmy look on your face. Don't tell me. Are you actually enjoying this? Really? Well, that's because I've still been generous enough to let you keep your pride. But that ends now. Lose the boxers. You didn't even hesitate. And you're... Wow, you're really enjoying this. What do you mean, how can I tell? Look at it. It's... I mean, you're... Look, let me just think for a second, and stop making that thing move around like that. God, you teenagers. Okay, I'll take that. I'm the one who told you to take your underwear off. Here's what I'm thinking. You've caused the school nothing but headaches. These past few years, and no kind of punishment we've tried seems to work. Years ago, I took a minor in psychology. I know that positive reinforcement is always more effective at eliciting a desired behavioral than positive or negative punishment. So, what I'm thinking is, you need a reason to behave yourself. A carrot, if you will. And right now, while you're standing there all, well, exposed and whatnot, there is something that comes to mind. Now, what you need to understand is that this is strictly a private meeting to discuss your behavior. Nothing that happens here must leave this office. Got it? Trust me, I can make things much worse for you if you blab, and you can forget about all of this ever happening if you do. Here, let me find something to kneel on. Oh, you're really eager for this. Well, you're lucky you have such an open-minded and caring principal. The last thing I want is to see my students expelled for things that can be controlled. A gentle touch is always more effective than a firm hand. Well, judging from your face, maybe the opposite is true. I think this is going to be much more effective for curtailing your behavior. I mean, why misbehave when you can just be good and reap all the privileges? That's right. If you behave yourself, maybe you'll keep getting special treatment. I mean, you do have a whole year before graduation. If you turn over a new leaf, that could be a whole year of this. Isn't this better than being expelled? When I'm done with you, your mind will be as sharp as a tack. No dirty thoughts or pent-up hormones getting you all distracted. No urges to be disrespectful. And if you're smart, you'll know how to keep your rude mouth shut. I bet the teachers will think you're a whole new person. They'll ask, "Who is this kid?" and "What have you done with the old one?" And I'll laugh and say, "Well, I just gave him a good tongue lashing." Oh, God. I take back what I said about teenagers and men. None of the men I've ever seen are this big. It's actually kind of scary. How big is this? Okay. Dream on, Buster. It's definitely no average penis. Now, tell me, what are you gonna do the minute you step back into class? I'm sorry. Do you want to try that again? That's better. And don't just apologize. You will promise Mr. Lundsberg that you won't ever be so disrespectful to him again. And he'll promise to help him clean out his storeroom during lunch. Oh, really? Then I guess I'll just stop this now and you can face expulsion after all.
There. See?
I knew you'd make the right choice. Already?
Well,
I shouldn't be surprised. You are just a teenager after all. Sure, go for it, Buster.
Well, where else?
Make sure you get every last drop in my mouth.
I'm not going home with stains on my clothes.
There. Punishment over. I hope you've learned your lesson, young man. If I hear you've been disrespecting my staff again, you can kiss this goodbye. Show me that you've got some medium of self-control and you won't regret it. I promise you. Now put your clothes on and get back to class. You're dismissed.